It's time for the Community Report on VPR. Harriet Garner Lefevre is managing editor for The Campus, Middlebury College's only student-run newspaper, and she joins us via Zoom. Harriet, welcome.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for having me.
The recent protests and police violence have hit close to home for so many Middlebury College students and alum alike. Can you talk about the story filed by campus reporter Sophia McDermott Hughes called Injustice Doesn't Have a Schedule?
Right. Well, she took on this story, which we thought was particularly important since Middlebury has such an activist-heavy student body, and this movement is primarily led, or at least in large part, by young people. So the article walks us through a couple different approaches that these students have taken in the wake of George Floyd's murder. A lot of them have been protesting in their home cities, and the article takes us into some really powerful stories of these students, some of whom have had to go through experiences like helping to wash mace from their friends' eyes, some have faced racial slurs and jeering from counter-protesters. And then in the article, there are also stories of students who have found other ways to help, like supplying free food and water to protesters. And a lot of it has come at great personal cost for these students, too, which the article goes into. A lot of them have discussed the emotional toll of these efforts. Some have been distanced by their families. Others have told the campus about heightened anxiety and mental health issues. But so many students at Middlebury have been galvanized by this movement. And the article paints a really nice portrait of the members of a very widely dispersed student body that have been fighting across the country.
What do you feel is the responsibility of the campus and of all media outlets?
This national moment has inspired a lot of conversations within the campus. We had a long conversation about our role as a media outlet. I think it's all of our job right now to look at how, you know, truthful narratives hinge upon those who get to tell them. And the way we have been looking at it, while objectivity in journalism is something to strive for in reporting and coverage, it's the responsibility of all news outlets to take a look at what objectivity is defined as. So what we discussed in that piece, which we got a lot of pushback from alt-right news outlets for, coincidentally, is that some things that we have to dedicate ourselves to are fighting complacency in everything that we publish, avoiding sensationalizing any violence or looting going on, staying message-focused when covering protests, and prioritizing the voices of Black students in coverage to relating to racism and protests in Middlebury and beyond. The way we see it, it's really the only responsible way to approach this coverage of these events as they unfold, and our editorial board and reporters have taken it really seriously in their coverage. We've been grappling with this issue at the campus since, although our editorial board is not entirely white, it is predominantly so, as is Middlebury College as a whole. So what we really have to keep in mind is that our perspectives are limited. The campus has put out a call recently to try to create, you know, this diverse dialogue for op-eds, letters to the editor, article pitches, news tips, and we're also trying to report new reporters, just in hopes that we can raise the voices of those at Middlebury who maybe don't feel heard. You know, it's a little bit different at the Middlebury campus than an outlet like VPR or PBS, just in that while the campus does have a defined editorial board, our reporter pool essentially extends to any student who has something to say or who wants to help out. They don't have to be on staff or regularly contribute. So what we've been doing is really trying to encourage widespread participation and erase any impression the student body might have of exclusivity within our organization.
Going forward, how does it look for putting the paper together during the summer?
We don't usually continue summer coverage at the level we are right now, but it didn't feel right to discontinue coverage once remote classes ended just because of everything going on, which initially basically constituted the pandemic. But now, especially with the protests, we just know that this is a very unusual summer in Middlebury's history, and there's so much that Middlebury students and the community need to know. So we've definitely committed ourselves to keeping up with our coverage throughout the next couple months.
That's Harriet Garner Lefevre, managing editor for The Campus, Middlebury College's only student-run newspaper. And you're listening to Weekend Edition.